Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, James 1:17. I am Rob West. While it's important for Christians to be faithful stewards of their finances, the same applies to other resources God gives us, our time, expertise, and experience. How do we leverage those for His kingdom? I'll talk about that. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, I want to give a shout out to Ken Boa and Russ Crossan for their book, Leverage, Using Temporal Wealth for Eternal Gain. It's a blueprint for how we can take the Bible's financial principles and put them into practice for God's kingdom. In other words, taking something that's temporary and making it eternal. We think everyone should have this book, so we're making it available for a gift of any amount to FaithFi until December 31st. Just go to faithfi.com, that's faithfi.com, and click the Give tab at the top of the page, and we'll get a copy of Leverage right out to you. Now, as I said, leveraging our finances to advance the kingdom is extremely important. But we must also acknowledge that God gives us many gifts, including time, talent, and experience. We need to look for ways to use them for the kingdom as well, if we're to be truly faithful stewards. You've been given skills and talents that the Lord wants to use for His kingdom. Paul makes this clear in 1 Corinthians 12:4 through 7. It reads, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." And again in Romans 12:6 through 8, Paul writes, "Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them in proportion to our faith. If service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness." So let me ask you, are you giving back a portion of your talents to God's kingdom? You might not think you have any talents to contribute, but that's never the case. We all have skills and abilities that God can use. For example, if you're in the business world, you have a unique opportunity to share the gospel with those who don't yet know Christ. You come into contact with many different people, like associates, customers, and vendors. And while doing that, you can make a strong witness for Christ by treating people with honesty and respect. It's probably not a coincidence that when Jesus called the 12 disciples, many of them owned and operated businesses as tradesmen and commercial fishermen. It would only be reasonable to assume the disciples used their contacts and past relationships to witness for Christ. So we all have God-given talents. Are you good with children? Those skills can be put to use in the church nursery or babysitting for a single mom or dad in your neighborhood who needs a break. Maybe you're good at repairing cars or a great cook, or you like to paint, and yes, some people actually do. Or maybe you have time you can spend with an elderly shut-in down the street. Putting time and talents to work for others not only fulfills your calling for stewardship, it provides a great witnessing opportunity by reflecting the love of Christ and a chance to invite someone to your church. So don't think you have nothing to give. God can use just about anything to advance His kingdom. For example, the staff of Moses in Exodus 4, 3, and 4. It reads, "Then he said, throw it on the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. But the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand and grasp it by its tail. So he stretched out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand." The point is this: if God can use an ordinary object like a stick to perform miracles, imagine what He can do with you, a real, live person made in His image. God wants you to give of your expertise because He loves you, and He wants you to experience the full spiritual blessings of giving. Luke 6:38 reads, "Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you." Now, how much time and talent you give back to God is between you and Him. And here, 2 Corinthians 9:6 can be helpful. It reads, "The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." If you're generous with your time and talents as well as your treasure, you'll no doubt one day hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful steward, enter into the joy of your master." Stay tuned. We'll be back with much more just around the corner.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Nearly a century ago, psychologist Abraham Maslow developed a hierarchy of needs for humanity. These are allegedly the basic needs we need to lead a productive life. At the foundation, humanity needs shelter, a home where they feel safe. When Solomon built the Lord a temple, it was a joyous occasion, but he knew the Lord didn't need a house. The Lord desired a house to dwell among his people. Solomon says, "But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you." Remarkably, though the heavens can't contain God, one day God would come down, God the Son, taking on human flesh, dwelling on earth. Why? To save you and me from our sins. This is good news. You'll see Jesus more clearly through time in God's Word. Visit getanchor.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, it's time to take your calls and questions today. 800-525-7000. Let me slow that down. 800-525-7000. That's the number to call. Our team is standing by. We'd love to get you on the air today. I'm sure you've got a financial question or conundrum you've been wrestling with. We'd love to help you process that and make a wise decision in light of biblical principles. That's what we do on this program each day, trying to be hopeful, helpful, and God-honoring as you're a steward of God's money. The number again with two lines open is 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin today in Mississippi. Earl, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your ministry. And that was good teaching I've been listening to. I'm having some CDs mature and looking. I've been listening to my mentor and as far as putting them into this money, instead of putting it back into a CD, I've got it on a money market right now, looking at some annuities.
Okay.
It's, let's see, well, I don't have it. Anyway, the ones I'm looking at, I just run a few names by you: Bright House Financial, Nationwide Insurance, Reliance, Standard, Athene, and Mass Mutual. They run anywhere from A to A plus and then A plus plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. I mean, those would all be reputable insurance companies. So I feel like the product that's the right fit for you is probably the direction you would want to go. Are you looking at a variable or a fixed annuity?
A fixed annuity. Everything I'm looking at is above 5% up to 5.55%. The main, my main purpose in what I'm reaching out to you is to find out. I'm looking for safety, you know, in the next 5 to 7 years.
Yes. Well, I feel like with an annuity product, you would be fine on that. I mean, there is, you know, backstops and insurance if, you know, one of these insurance companies were to fail. But given the time frame you're looking at, you know, that's not a concern to me. And given that you are out, you know, looking for safety, you've got basically a couple of options here. I mean, one would be an insurance product like you're considering with a highly rated company. And the second would be just to, you know, move into some additional CDs. The challenge is if you try to lock it up for longer than a year, you're going to lose yield. You know, so you'll be down in the fours pretty quickly the further out you go. And that's just a function of what's going on right now with interest rates and the yield curve on the bonds, the treasuries. So as a result of that, I think, you know, if you're looking for, let's say, 5 years, does that line up with the time frame you're considering on this annuity, Earl?
Yeah, either going 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
And they're locking it in for me, you know, on the, like I said, anywhere from 5.1 to 5.55.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I mean, I like that a lot because if you were to look at a 5 year CD, you'd probably be down around, you know, well, you'd certainly be under 5, probably, you know, around 4.6. So the idea that you could get 5 plus, as much as 5.5 in an annuity product, you know, I think works well for you, just given what you're describing as your objective. So I would just, you know, consider all of those that you mentioned, looking for the rating, looking for the guaranteed rate of return that they're offering, and then considering the surrender charges and penalties if you needed to get your money back, although I realize the objective is to leave it there until it matures, then I think, you know, you're in a pretty good spot, and I would line up with the direction you're headed.
How much would you look at as far as the rating, an A versus an A plus and an A plus plus?
Yeah, I wouldn't be, you know, as long as you're A or higher, you know, I would be satisfied with that for a 5 year term.
Okay. And and one thing I've been advised to by my mentor is try to the 20 billion in reserves, 20 to 30 billion in reserves. And the person I'm speaking with tells me that these do qualify there.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule of thumb, and I would imagine that they do, just hearing those names.
Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for your ministry. I try to listen every day and so I can pick up some bit of information, and I speak the blessings of Abraham over you and your family and this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I receive that, Earl, and thank you very much for your kind remarks and for that that blessing. That means a lot. May the Lord bless you, sir, and call back anytime. 800-525-7000. It looks like all the lines are full, so if you get a busy signal, just keep trying. We'd love to get you on today. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Larry. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Yes, this is Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Oh, Larry, we're losing you just a bit. So if you're driving, maybe it'll clear up. If you're not, maybe move one direction or the other. Let's see if we can clear up your cell phone line there. Try that again. Go ahead, sir.
Larry, are you with us? All right, let's do this. Larry, I'm going to have my producer pick up the line. We'll see if we can get that line cleared up and get you back on. Let's go to Ohio. Hi, Carol. Go right ahead.
Okay. What I was wondering is my son has almost $2,000, and he wants to put it in a savings account, and I was wondering about the on-bank savings online.
Yeah. Online banking, sure. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. You know, as long as it's FDIC insured. I mean, the benefit is because they don't have the brick and mortar banks, Carol, they're able to pass along that savings in the form of no fees and higher interest rates. The same rules that would apply in terms of doing business online, whether that's, you know, shopping on a website online or logging into, you know, your insurance company. I think the same rules apply with your online bank. You wouldn't want to conduct business using public Wi-Fi. So you wouldn't want to log into your bank, you know, while you're in a coffee shop. You'd want to make sure you have a strong password and you change that regularly. I mean, there are best practices you'll want to employ no matter what you're doing online if it requires a secure connection. But apart from that, it's the same FDIC insurance as you'd have with your brick and mortar bank, which means the government's going to guarantee those deposits and ensure that even if that bank were to fail, and the only failures we've, you know, seen recently were pretty isolated and they weren't even online banks. And the FDIC stepped in to ensure that there was liquidity to the depositors. So I don't have any issue with that. And in fact, it's where you're going to get, you know, the most compelling rate of return. You know, right now you can get 4.5% plus on a high yield savings account with 100% liquidity. So what I might do is just direct him to bankrate.com. That's bankrate.com. He can search for those online banks that have the highest interest rates right now. They also have a 5-star rating system that takes into account customer service and bank stability and just some other factors there. I would also mention that if he's looking for a banking partner that shares his values as a Christian, he could look at Christian Community Credit Union. JoinChristianCommunity.com would be the place to go. But if he's really just looking for an online bank with the best yield, bankrate.com will help him sort that out. Hope that helps you, Carol. Thanks for calling today. Back with more of your questions just around the corner. 800-525-7000.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Well, we're delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions today. We've got some lines open. If you had gotten a busy signal previously, we do have two lines available right now. You can call at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Call right now with your financial questions. Let's head to Texas. Hi, Patrick. Go ahead, sir.
Question is, I turned 70 in April, and my wife turned 70 in February. Can she claim her Social Security benefits when she turns 70, or does she have to wait until I turn 70 in April as she's writing on my benefits?
Yeah, so she would be claiming not based on her own work record, but she's planning to claim spousal benefits. Is that right?
Correct. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there is a caveat that she has to be at least 62, which she is. But the second piece is that you have to be receiving your benefits. So the spousal benefit cannot be claimed until the worker files for their benefit. That's you. Now, she's not her maximum benefit has already been achieved because she's only entitled to up to 50% of your full retirement age benefit, not the increased benefit you'll get by waiting to 72. So her benefit is capped, but she can't claim a spousal benefit until you do.
So I have to do the math and decide, should I claim earlier so she gets her money and figure out if that's cost effective as opposed to just waiting three months until April.
That's exactly right, because yours is continuing to rise 1/12 of 8% every month. Hers is capped out, but she can't get hers until you do.
And longevity runs in both of our families, so with raging inflation, I probably just have to wait.
Yeah, I would have guessed so. And the good news is that, you know, if the Lord tarries and you live about 12 years or more, you're going to be repaid for everything you gave up, and you'll have that higher check for the rest of your life.
Well, statistically, if I'm 70, I'm good till about 85. Is that accurate?
Yeah, when you reach 65, life expectancy for a male is 83. For a female, it's 86. So, yeah, I mean, statistically, you're right in there.
All right. Well, God bless you and the team. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Patrick. Thanks for your call today. We appreciate it. We've got a couple of lines open. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's go out to Oregon. Hi, Betty. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question about donor advised funds. Can you kind of give me a synopsis of the pros and cons of using that? And
yes.
Then I understand there's three types of donor advised funds, and if you can give me an idea of which one you would recommend.
Okay. Tell me, I'd be delighted to do that, and I'm glad you asked about it. This is one of my favorite giving vehicles, so this is a great question. What specifically are you looking to do, though, because that may help guide you? Why are you thinking about a donor advised fund?
Well, it's so that you can pay less in income taxes,
yes.
Where you do your donor giving through that advised fund, and I guess you don't pay income taxes on that. I mean, so that's that. The whole idea is to save on income tax.
Yes, potentially. So here's the idea: it's think of it as a charitable checking account. So you're making a contribution, or you're making a gift to your donor advised fund, and it could come in the form of cash. It could be assets. So you could actually contribute appreciated stock. You could give a piece of real estate or even a portion or all of a business to a donor advised fund. When you do that, it does a couple of things. Number one is it becomes immediately a tax deduction if you're able to itemize. Now, remember, 80%+ of taxpayers don't itemize on their taxes because they take the standard deduction. So the standard deduction in 2023 for a joint filer is $20,800 or $27,700, excuse me, for joint filers. So you've got to get above that in order to realize the deduction. Now, one of the benefits of the donor advised fund is something called bunching, where essentially you're making maybe multiple years worth of contributions, let's say to your church or other ministries, you know, the equivalent of what you would have given over, let's say, the next 3 years. You make that gift to your donor advised fund all in 1 year, thereby pushing you above the standard deduction. Therefore, you can itemize your tax deductions, get the full benefit of that deduction potentially, and then you could distribute it, or essentially you'd recommend to the donor advised fund sponsor that it be granted out to whatever ministry, charity, or your church you want at whatever frequency you want. And you could do that over the next 36 months. And so that's a way to kind of push that whole amount worth of a deduction into 1 year, but then give it out over time. So that's one of the ways it can be tax advantaged. The second is you give an appreciated asset to the donor advised fund prior to selling it, so you don't realize a capital gain. So for instance, if you had appreciated stock, rather than selling it and paying the capital gain, you give it to the donor advised fund. It's sold within the donor advised fund. Therefore, you don't realize the capital gain, and then it's given away at that point. So that's essentially how it works. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, that clears that up. I appreciate that. But I know that American Family Radio, I know that they have a donor advised fund. But what about some of the others? Like, there's like a national one, like Fidelity or Schwab.
Yes.
And then,
American Family Radio doesn't have a donor advised fund. They do have a charitable gift annuities, and their team can accept appreciated stock gifts and so forth directly. They're not a donor advised fund sponsor. So what I would recommend is that you go to the National Christian Foundation, ncfgiving.com, ncfgiving.com, and set up a donor advised fund there. They call it a giving fund. The reason I would go there is because they'll ensure that you can always give it away to Christian ministries. Those other secular donor advised fund sponsors could eliminate some ministries you want to give to if they don't line up with their values. So ncfgiving.com. Stay on the line. We'll talk a bit more off the air.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
You know, on this program, we recognize God owns it all. We're stewards, and money is a gift from the Lord. It's a blessing. It's a tool to be used for God's glory. We're to provide for our families. We're to enjoy it, and yet we're to hold it loosely and give it away to meet the needs of others. It's a tool, but it's also a testimony to the world, how we handle God's money, especially in uncertain and difficult times. It can be a demonstration of our trust in the Lord when we continue to give, saying, God, I trust that you're my provider, and therefore I don't have to hold what you've entrusted to me with a clenched fist. I can hold it loosely and give it generously because I know you will continue to provide. That's not prosperity theology. I don't give to get. God is not a cosmic vending machine, but we do know that we can trust him. His promises are true, and he said he'll provide for our needs. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that'll line up with your wants, but it does mean that we can trust him as our provider. He will never abdicate that responsibility to anyone else. But on this program, we want to help you look at handling God's money as a wise and faithful steward through the lens of Scripture, and we do that each day as we gather together. We do have a few lines open. We'd love to hear from you with whatever you're thinking about today financially. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Before we head to South Dakota, let me just make a quick comment. You know, before the break, we were talking to Betty about donor advised funds, and she was asking about where to open that account. You know, here's the reality is when you make a gift to a donor advised fund, you are, in a sense, losing control of those funds. Those funds are no longer owned by you, which is how you can get the deduction upon the gift. It's also how you can miss the capital gains on the asset before the sale because you've given it away to the donor advised fund sponsor. Now, the way the donor advised fund works is you're then able to recommend where those gifts go after they get into your donor advised fund. And the donor advised fund sponsor then is supposed to distribute those funds based on your recommendation. So it's donor initiated or donor recommended, but the sponsor actually sends the money and makes the gifts, and they can do that either in your name as the owner of the donor advised fund or anonymously, and you would choose that. Now, they do have the ability to say, we're not going to allow you to give to that ministry because, again, they're the one who makes the final decision. That ministry, we believe, has somehow been disqualified because of their values or beliefs or practices, which is why I think it's so critical that when you use a donor advised fund, and I'm a huge fan, that you use a donor advised fund sponsor that aligns with your values so you would never be prohibited from making a gift to a ministry or your church or a charity in terms of making that recommendation. And that's why we recommend the National Christian Foundation, founded by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue and Terry Parker, and exists today to serve God's people as their wise and faithful stewards of God's money. And so if you want to use a donor advised fund, and I think it's a great tool, I'd head to ncfgiving.com It stands for National Christian Foundation, ncfgiving.com, and open what's called a giving fund, which is another word for a donor-advised fund. I hope that's helpful and clears up some things. All right, back to the phones we go. We've got a couple of lines open. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 800-525-7000. Let's go to South Dakota. Hi, Steve. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And I just had a curiosity question that I turned 70 this year, so I will start to draw Social Security. And I was just curious, there's a certain percent increase every year for those already drawing. Now, everyone gets 8% a year after your full retirement age. Is that correct?
Only if you delay in taking your benefits.
Yes. So yes. I turned 70 this year, so I will start drawing. So that 8% a year is fixed. So the increases, and I think last year there was 8% increase for everyone that was drawing. And I was just curious, do I get the 8% for delaying as well as the increases, any increase that those drawing would get?
Yeah. So what happens is you get the 8% a year, and then once you start drawing, you'd get the cost of living adjustment on top of that. So you're getting the 8%, actually 1/12 of 8% every month up to age 70. And then once you start drawing, there's only two ways for that check to continue to grow. One would be the cost of living adjustment that's going to happen every year based on the consumer price index. And then the second is if you were to continue working, and in doing so, if you were to replace any one of your what's called high 35, which is your highest 35 years of earnings, if you drop, you know, knock off one of those lower years and replace it with a higher earning year, then that would allow your benefit to be recalculated once a year based on your work record. But those two things would actually play into your increased check. So, yes, you get the cost of living adjustment, plus you're getting 1/12 of 8% every month you wait until your age 70 birthday.
So, yes, the cost of living adjustment is also added to the 8%, even if I delayed. Is that what you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Then that was it. I very much appreciate your knowledge and information. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Steve. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you being on the program. Oh. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love for you to reach out today with whatever you're thinking about financially. Let's tackle it together as we do each day on this program. Hey, let me mention, one of the things we often talk about here on this program is the idea of financial unity in marriage. Financial unity should be a priority in a Christian marriage. Here's why. Let me give you some thoughts to consider here, because we hear from so many folks who are still, kind of keeping their finances separate. And I just believe really strongly that this fosters disunity in marriage, and that's not God's intent. Here's why it's so important to have financial unity. Number one, unity is God's will for the church, and marriage is supposed to be a reflection of Christ's relationship with his people. Let me take you to Ephesians 4, 2, and 3. Here's what Paul writes. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep, here it is, the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Second, life is much more satisfying when you're working together. Here's what Psalm 133 says. How good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity? For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Thirdly, unity is a priority because you made a promise. You may disagree with your spouse about the family finances, but remember why you're together in the first place, to love and to cherish, right? Until death do you part, as the traditional vow says. Your promise to each other before God means you must work together for unity, even when you disagree about money issues. And I realize there can be plenty of disagreements in this area of money management. Fourth, financial unity builds virtues that keep a marriage strong, including love and trust and patience and forgiveness and generosity and self-sacrifice. You see, when you live out these virtues together, your relationship rises above petty disagreements. And then finally, your financial unity, well, it's a witness. Believe it or not, the way you handle your finances as a couple can demonstrate the hope of Christ to the people who don't know him. Your loving attitude towards each other and your generosity and integrity as a couple can have a huge impact on the people around you. So let's pursue unity in our financial dealings with each other. Hey, we've got more room for your calls. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
Find peace in God's Word. In Nahum 1:3, the Lord has His way in the whirlwind. Frequently in life, we find ourselves in a whirlwind, don't we? Really, the wording means His way prevails even over above the storms of the whirlwind. God is in control. He has His way even above the noise of the storm.
Don't miss Exploring the Word with Dr. Alex McFarland weekdays at 3 p.m. Central on AFR or catch up with the podcast at afr.net.
Target is in the bullseye because of its transgender bathroom policy.
A petition by the American Family Association to boycott Target now surpassing 1 million signatures and counting.
People have their own beliefs and stuff, but what can it hurt? What can it hurt? What can it hurt?
It hurts our daughters.
It hurts you.
It hurts our families.
It hurts me.
It hurts all of us.
Sign the petition to boycott Target at afa.net.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open here in our final segment today, and we'd love to tackle whatever you're thinking about in your financial life. I've got room for maybe three more questions. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. You know, as we head toward the end of the year here at Faith and Finance, let me take a moment just to invite you to be a financial supporter of this ministry. Between now and December 31st, we have a pretty significant goal we're trying to reach. About 250,000 is our goal between now and December the 31st. And as a listener-supported ministry, you know, that's a critical time for us to hear from you. If you find value in this program, maybe you listen regularly or you've been able to put something in practice. Maybe you find regular encouragement about your role as a steward of managing God's money and you'd like to give back to the ministry, we'd certainly be grateful. A gift of any amount, whether it's $40, $400, or $4,000, would go a long way to helping us keep FaithFi strong and continue to serve God's people in the months and years ahead. So right now, between now and December 31st, if you'd head to faithfi.com, that's faithfi.com, and click Give, we would certainly be grateful for a gift of any amount. Again, it would go a long way to helping us reach our goal before December the 31st. Again, make your gift online at faithfi.com. Just click Give, and thanks in advance. Well, again, we'll be headed back to the phones here in just a moment. I've got room for maybe two more questions before the end of the broadcast today. 800-525-7000. Let me talk for a second about getting rich quick. You know, especially when times get tight and difficult like they are right now, the temptation is to take a shortcut to riches. you know, we see it in the news. I mean, there's all kinds of crimes, but also even pyramid schemes and get-rich-quick schemes that are promising to make you rich in no time, you know, that whether that's day trading or house flipping or multi-level sales. All you have to do is pay a fee, attend a seminar, order a brochure, and make you lots of money without much effort. Well, we need to be careful, because when we follow God's principles, God's revealed way for handling his wealth is gradually through hard work and skill. The problem is pride can lead us to think that we can circumvent the Lord's wisdom. Here's what Proverbs 28, verses 19 and 20 say. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. So I've got three dangers I want to point out of the get-rich-quick mentality in just a moment here. We'll get back to those here just after this call. But first, let's head to Ohio. Hi, Natalie. How can I help you?
Hey, about 3 years ago, my husband and I went down south to Williamsburg, Virginia, bought into a timeshare thinking we were going to use it. This would be great. We're both retired. Less than 6 months after that, my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Now he does not want to travel. It's just more difficult to travel anywhere. And we'd like to get out of it, out of our contract with this timeshare, but I don't know who to trust or where to start.
Yeah. Well, Natalie, this is a real challenge, and my heart goes out to you for the situation that you're in, and I can understand absolutely why you'd want to get out of it. The challenge is there's far more people that want to do exactly what you do want to do than there are those looking to buy them, and those who are selling the timeshares have very little incentive to create a market for you to sell this, because they're trying to sell new timeshares. They don't want to just help people who have already bought them, you know, get rid of them. And so it's a really difficult situation. And I just don't have any confidence in any of the kind of exit companies out there that claim they can get you out of these legally. I've just never found one. Doesn't mean there's not one out there that's legitimate and reputable and has some success. I've just never found one that I would be comfortable recommending. And there's many that are out there that have been seen to be, you know, less than, you know, above board. So what do you do? Where do you go from here? Well, you know, you can try to sell it on the resale market. One website you might want to check out would be the Timeshare Users Group. It's called TUG, T-U-G, and it's on the web at TUG2.com. That's T-U-G, the number 2.com. On the Timeshare Users Group, you can they do have a marketplace for buying and selling timeshares, and there's classified listings basically where you could try to sell your timeshare. So that would be one way to go. The second is, of course, you could call the timeshare developer and just see if they have any options for you to resell this. I don't find that folks have a lot of success with that, but it's worth a phone call. You could try to gift it to a friend, a family member, or someone else, but they would obviously have to recognize that they'd be assuming it's been paid off or paid up, they'd have to assume the ongoing maintenance. But it may be a way that, you know, you could at least unload it so that even though you don't get any value out of it, you're no longer responsible for the ongoing maintenance costs. And then you could rent it out is the other, you know, option. The challenge is there's just a lot of scams out there. So I would be very leery of trusting someone to, quote unquote, kind of get you out of it, so to speak, without you finding a legitimate buyer on your own. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I'm willing to gift it to anyone who will just take it off our hands, but I don't know all the legalities of if I can even do that.
Yeah. Well, and eventually, you know, that's going to go back to the fine print and the agreement that you signed. It could be that there's somebody, maybe an attorney or someone, you know, in your church that could help you just kind of review that and see what your options are. But, you know, if you do have the option to sell it and then transfer that, you know, responsibility to someone else or to give it away, you know, potentially this timeshare users group marketplace could be a place where you could list that and find somebody who'd be willing to take it off your hands. Again, this is not easy. I wish I had better news and a kind of a straightforward process that would allow you to dispose of this. Unfortunately, there's just the supply and demand is really out of whack. There's a lot of folks that are looking to unload these and just very few people that are looking to get into them. And those that are buying into them are often being sold these through, you know, free vacations that, you know, result in a high pressure kind of sales situation.
Okay. Well, thank you. You said tug2.com.
Yes. T-U-G, T-U-G and the number 2.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Natalie, and all the best to you. Thanks for being on the program today. 800-525-7000. I've got room for maybe one more question today. Again, that's 800-525-7000. All right, let me give you three dangers of the get-rich-quick mentality here. It's really good to recognize and avoid these get-rich-quick programs. Number one, getting involved in things you just don't understand. Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4 reminds us that by wisdom a house is built, by understanding it's established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. If you can't explain it to your mom, I would pass on it. The second danger in get rich quick is the temptation to risk money you don't have or can't afford to lose. Here's what Proverbs 27, 2 warns. The prudent man sees evil and hides himself. The naive proceed and pay the penalty. And then the third problem with trying to get rich quick without hard work or skill is that it usually involves impulsive decisions. Proverbs 28, 22 reminds us that a man with an evil eye hastens after wealth and does not know that want will come upon him. So if you're in a high-pressure situation, whether it's somebody trying to sell you a timeshare or a steak dinner with a financial product attached to it, or a quote-unquote business opportunity that you need to act on today or you'll miss out, those would be telltale signs that maybe you need to hit the pause button for a second. Think about it for a couple of days or a couple of weeks before you move forward. And if it involves an impulsive decision, I would allow that to be your warning sign that maybe you need to pass. Now, even if you're in financial trouble, trusting in a get-rich-quick program to pull you out is a recipe for disaster. But there is hope. In the end, those who reject God's wisdom will suffer the consequences, but we can be confident that as we trust Him and seek to walk in His ways, our needs will be met. And that's a truth from God's word that we can trust on today. Well, folks, so thankful that you were along with us today. We covered a lot of ground talking about Social Security and timeshares and giving through a donor advised fund and a host of other topics. You know, at the end of the day, though, our goal here in managing God's money as a steward is faithfulness. And at the core of faithfulness is obedience, obedience to God's word, which is truth, which can help us counteract the messages of this world that often tell us our self-worth is equal to our net worth. And we can get caught up in the comparison trap, which is kind of the manifestation of covetousness that's clear in the Bible. We need to be on our guard against. And when we try to adopt or live out the best version of someone else's life that we see on social media, especially when we do that in a way that causes us to spend money we don't have through debt, that can get us in a real problem situation. But we can counteract that by renewing our mind in God's word. And so let me direct you back to the scriptures today to just meditate on God's word and His promises. We know those are true, and ultimately they will change your life. Folks, let me say thanks to my team today. Couldn't do it without them. Robert Sutherland, Robert Youngblood, and Devin Patrick. I'm Rob West. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Thanks for being along with us today. Enjoy the rest of your day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.